On October 13, 2013, Nick Foles made his first start of the season and eventually guided the Eagles to a division title. This Sunday, he takes over the reins at quarterback, hoping to clinch a bye in the first round of the playoffs with a win over the Giants. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with Foles' reaction to stepping in for Carson Wentz.
I think the biggest thing, and it's natural, is like you look too much at the big picture. And for me, fortunately, I've been there, and the advice I basically gave myself is literally focus on the moment. And the moment right now is this press conference. Earlier today, it was preparing for the Giants, and that'll be continued on throughout the day. So it's basically living in the moment. Tomorrow will take care of itself, and that alleviates a lot of things because preparation is the key to winning. So we have to have a great week of preparation, and that's why we lean on each other. And I'll continue to stress that because this is a team sport. Quarterback's a big part of the team. Carson's a huge part of this team, but I also know there's a great team here, and I'm going to step up because I've been here. I know how to do it. I know how to play this game, and I'm going to count on all the guys around me too.
Since the amazing 2013 campaign, Foles led the Eagles to a 6-2 record the following year before breaking his collarbone. He was traded to St. Louis after the season and spent 2016 in Kansas City. He's learned quite a bit since his first tenure in Philadelphia.
I mean, I think with experience and age, you gain knowledge and wisdom. Obviously, life changes. And you just sort of see the game a little more clearly. Even stepping into the game like the other night, I mean, you're in the fourth quarter, you're on the road, this is a big game, and you really just go back to your training, you go back to your experiences in life, and you know how to sort of live in that moment, to execute the plays, to help your team win. And since that moment in Houston where I fractured my collarbone, I've experienced a lot more experiences in the NFL than I had up to that point. A lot of them great, some of them not so great, but they all go together to create this moment in time. So I'm excited for this opportunity. I'm excited to be a part of this organization, this team, these coaches, these players, these people. And I'm excited to have Carson there with me because I know he's going to be there every step of the way, and that's a big part of it. There's not, you know, it's pretty cool that we have such a great quarterback room that you go through something like this and you're going to, you know, you continue to lean on it. Carson's going to be there every step of the way. Nate's going to be there every step of the way, and that's a pretty sweet thing.
We know who the quarterback will be, but the scheme has to change, right? Not so fast, says offensive coordinator Frank Reich.
Very minor tweaks to the game plan. I mean, this is our system. This is what we built the system. Certainly, it starts at quarterback, but it's really built around all the talent that we have on offense. So, and good for us, all our quarterbacks are talented. Now, Carson has some unique physical traits that he does exceptionally well, but it's nothing that Nick can't handle. So we're full steam ahead.
Reich was also asked whether or not Jay Ajayi's role would expand, but there's been no discussion of that thus far. Now, Reich is no stranger to Foles' position. As the backup to Hall of Famer Jim Kelly in Buffalo, Reich was pressed into duty in the 1992 playoffs when Kelly suffered a knee injury. Down 32 points, Reich threw for 4 touchdowns in the second half of the wildcard game to lead the Bills to a 41-38 come-from-behind win over Houston, arguably the greatest comeback in NFL history.
Utmost confidence because of the team surrounding me at the time. The team, just like this team, had already put itself in a position that we were on top. By good defense, good special teams, and a really talented offense where we could spread the ball around. And it probably looked a little different when I stepped in, where with Jim Kelly and his unique passing abilities, it was probably 75% pass and 25% run. And when I stepped, I didn't have quite those abilities that he had. I was confident in them, but it was a little bit more of a mix, a stronger running game during some of those games, but still same results.
When Carson Wentz went down, the defense stepped up in Sunday's win over the Rams by forcing a pair of fumbles, one of which was returned for a touchdown. How will Wentz's injury impact the defense moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we go against him in practice all the time. Nick's a smart guy. He's got a great arm. He knows where to go with the football. Veteran player. I know the offensive guys have a lot of confidence in him. Defensive guys have a lot of confidence in him also. And I think that's if you look at job description of a backup quarterback is, you know, does the team have confidence in his ability to lead you to a win? And I can speak for the defense that that we do.
Schwartz also said that he's looking forward to the practice debut of cornerback Sidney Jones this week. That's going to do it for this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Everyone, have a great Eagles Day.